Welcome to the Burden and Blessing Podcast, a study and discussion forum on the truth of God's Word. Our summary verses of the books of the Bible introduce us to the theme of each book of the Old and New Testament Scriptures, so that we might have a deeper appreciation and understanding of God's Word of Truth. We pray that these brief studies will enable you to get more out of your daily reading and hearing of God's Holy Word.
Welcome back to the Burden and Blessing Podcast. As we rejoice in having you with us today, we are doing a special series called Summary Verses of the Bible. The idea behind this is just to spend a few minutes talking about one verse from one book of the Bible in a way to try to show a theme of that book and to give an overview very quickly about what takes place in that and just try to give some highlights of what's happening throughout that book and how God is using it in the life and history of his people still today as well. With me today is Pastor Nathaniel Mayhew. Good to have you here today, and we're going to start right away by looking at the book of Numbers. Nathaniel, would you read our thematic verse for today, please?
Sure. We are taking a look at Numbers chapter 23, verse 19. And as we've been doing this over the last few weeks, we have been just trying to find a verse that sort of encapsulates or summarizes an entire book of the Bible, which is a tough task to begin with, isn't it, Neil?
Yeah. But
this one, I think, does a nice job of doing that. And it's a familiar verse as well. So in Numbers 23, 19, we read, "God is not a man that he should lie, nor a son of man that he should repent. He has said, and will he not do? Or has he spoken, and he will not make it good?" So in the context of Numbers, the book of Numbers is probably best known for describing the events that took place in the 40 years of wandering in the wilderness. Neil, you probably remember from when you were a kid and all of the years that you've been in the ministry, a whole bunch of different Bible stories that come out of the book of Numbers. You think about, one of my favorites is probably the bronze serpent, the story of the serpents that came into the camp of the children of Israel, and they were biting them and they were dying. And the Lord, after they repent, the Lord tells Moses to lift up the serpent. And when they looked at that serpent, they would be healed. Do you have a favorite or a familiar account? I know you like the account of Balaam.
I do like that one.
So this verse actually comes out of the account with Balaam. You might think about that false prophet, or you know, the prophet of God, but he was not a good prophet of God in the Old Testament, and he was more concerned about his own wealth and prestige and things like that. This verse is actually spoken by Balaam, and he was speaking to the king of Balak, who had hired him to curse the people of Israel. And he says, "I can't do that. I can only do what God gives me to say." But he's describing God here. And it's a nice description of what God is doing throughout the book of Numbers. God is not a man that he should lie, nor a son of man that he should repent. Has he said and he will not do, or has he spoken and he will not make it good? As you look at the wilderness wanderings for those 40 years, a lot of times our focus becomes on the people. But the one thing that the book of Numbers highlights is that there is a rebellion from the people that brings about all of these different things. But one thing that stands firm through all of this is that God doesn't change. He is faithful to his people. He fulfills the promises that he has made to Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, all of their forefathers. And I think this verse does a nice job of summarizing that attribute of God that is so vividly seen throughout the book of Numbers. Do you have any thoughts, Neil?
Yeah, I totally agree. I like the way you're looking at the focus of God, you know, and they're wandering in the wilderness, and you think about, I just went camping not too long ago, so that whole tent life for 40 years is just amazing to me. And again, like you mentioned, the different aspects of what we see from the book of Numbers and how Moses is trying to lead the people with God's blessing and trying to help them recognize God's presence with them. You know, we had the pillars of fire and the pillar of smoke and God's holiness. You know, so you have the tabernacle, God's temple, going with them. But I really like the aspect of what this verse points to about how we can trust the Lord living in us and living in our heart, and how he continues to dwell not just in a temple made with hands, but as he mentions, a temple made without hands, and dwells in our hearts as well. So when God says these things to us, He doesn't lie. He tells us he dwells with us and within us through the Holy Spirit. I think that gives me incredible comfort to know that as I wander through this life in this earth and tent that the Lord has given me, yes, my Lord still lives and dwells with me too. And that's one thing that as we spend time doing these devotions and in God's word, the Lord encourages me and builds me up and leads me with that fire of the Holy Spirit and with that wonderful cloud of smoke that continues to remind me of his presence. Not the physical fire in the, you know, the cloud, but obviously the spiritual one that he still leads and guides us with as well. So there's a lot of things to be thankful for and how the Lord continues to lead us. And the book of Numbers shows that challenge, I think, of that we can really trust in the word of the Lord, whether it be back then or still today. Do you want to close with a prayer?
Absolutely. I'd like to close with a couple of verses from a familiar hymn, if we could. Guide me, O thou great Jehovah, pilgrim through this barren land. I am weak, but thou art mighty. Hold me with thy powerful hand. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. When I tread the verge of Jordan, bid my anxious fears subside. Death of death and hell's destruction, land me safe on Canaan's side. Songs of praises I will ever give to thee. Amen. We invite you to listen for new books each week on Burden and Blessing Podcast, where we believe and confess that every word of God is true. We pray that you will be assured that God's word is pure and is more precious than gold.